Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 23rd day of June. Today we're reading Acts 15, 1-35, and reading the easy-to-read version. Then some men came to Antioch from Judea and began teaching the non-Jewish believers, "You cannot be saved if you are not circumcised as Moses taught us." Paul and Barnabas were against this teaching and argued with these men about it. So the group decided to send Paul, Barnabas, and some others to Jerusalem to talk more about this with the apostles and elders. The church helped them get ready to leave on their trip. The men went through the countries of Phoenicia and Samaria, where they told about how the non-Jewish people had turned to the true God. This made all the believers very happy. When the men arrived in Jerusalem, the apostles, the elders, and the whole church welcomed them. Paul, Barnabas, and the others told about all that God had done with them. Some of the believers in Jerusalem had belonged to the Pharisees. They stood up and said, "The non-Jewish believers must be circumcised. We must tell them to obey the law of Moses." And the apostles and the elders gathered to study this problem. After a long debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "My brothers, I am sure you remember what happened in the early days. God chose me from among you to tell the good news to those who are not Jewish. It was from me that they heard the good news and believed. God knows everyone, even their thoughts, and he accepted these non-Jewish people. He showed this to us by giving them the Holy Spirit the same as he did to us. To God, those people are not different from us. When they believed, God made their hearts pure. So now, why are you putting a heavy burden around the necks of the non-Jewish followers of Jesus? Are you trying to make God angry? We and our fathers were not able to carry that burden. No, we believe that we and these people will be saved the same way, by the grace of the Lord Jesus." And the whole group became quiet. They listened while Paul and Barnabas told about all the miraculous signs and wonders that God had done through them among the non-Jewish people. When they finished speaking, James said, "My brothers, listen to me. Simon Peter has told us how God showed his love for the non-Jewish people. For the first time, God accepted them and made them his people. The words of the prophets agree with this too. I will return after this. I will build David's house again. It has fallen down. I will build again the parts of his house that have been pulled down. I will make his house new. And the rest of the world will look for the Lord God. All those of other nations who are my people too," the Lord said this, "and he is the one who does all these things. All this has been known from the beginning of time. So I think we should not make things hard for those who have turned to God from among the non-Jewish people. Instead, we should send a letter telling them only the things they should not do. Don't eat food that has been given to idols. This makes the food unclean. Don't be involved in sexual sin. Don't eat meat from animals that have been strangled or any meat that still has the blood in it. They should not do any of these things, because there are still men in every city who teach the law of Moses. The words of Moses have been read in the synagogue every Sabbath day for many years." The apostles, the elders, and the whole church wanted to send some men with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch. The group decided to choose some of their own men. They chose Judas, also called Barsabbas, and Silas, men who were respected by the believers. The group sent a letter with these men. The letter said, "From the apostle and elders, your brothers, to all the non-Jewish brothers in the city of Antioch and in the countries of Syria and Cilicia. Dear brothers, we have heard that some men have come to you from our group. What they said troubled and upset you, but we did not tell them to do this. We have all agreed to choose some men and send them to you. They will be our dear friends, Barnabas and Paul. Barnabas and Paul have given their lives to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have sent Judas and Silas with them. They will tell you the same things. We agree with the Holy Spirit that you should have no more burdens, except for these necessary things. Don't eat food that has been given to idols. Don't eat meat from animals that has been strangled or any meat that still has the blood in it. Don't be involved in sexual sin. If you stay away from these, you will do well. We say goodbye now." So Paul, Barnabas, Judas, and Silas left Jerusalem and went to Antioch. There they gathered the group of believers together and gave them the letter. When the believers read it, they were happy. The letter comforted them. Judas and Silas, who were also prophets, said many things to encourage the believers and to make them stronger in their faith. After Judas and Silas stayed there for a while, they left. They received a blessing of peace from the believers. Then they went back to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch. They and many others taught the believers and told other people the good news about the Lord. Let's pray for faith. Dear Jesus, help us have faith and to be faithful people. Have faith in our hearts and faith in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.